In some countries, up to 10% of HIV infections are resistant to medication, a study reported at the recent International HIV meeting estimated. The WHO has responded with alarm and a call for increased vigilance. Adriana Andrade, an HIV expert at Johns Hopkins, agrees.
It's a public health issue that not only has repercussions for treatment success, but also public health issues that are much larger that could lead to transmission to resistant virus.
Andrade notes that spread of a resistant viral strain could threaten all the progress made against HIV.
There is so much traveling everywhere, so everybody's exposed to everything. And being exposed to a virus that is already resistant to a number of medications when you haven't taken anything yourself, in some areas will limit options for treatment and prevention.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.